ساری دنیا کے بادشاہوں پر ایک نبی کا غلام کافی ہے، ساری دنیا کے بادشاہوں پر ایک نبی کا غلام کافی ہے، اور صلح دنیوں کو تباہ کرنے کو بس محدث کبیر کا نام
کا،
اور حضرت کی نسبت کا تاج رکھتے ہیں، ہر مرض کا علاج رکھتے
سبحان
ہیں
اللہ،
کیوں خوف ہو ہمیں صلح دنیوں سے، ہم بھی تو رضوی مزاج
رکھتے
ہیں My dear brothers in Islam, as you heard from Mufti Zahid Hussain Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuh Mudali yesterday, with regards to gaining the benefit of the ilm by sitting at the feet of the ulama-i kiram, I want you to keep in mind a statement which Huzoor Muhaddith Kabir Damat Barakatuh Mudali has stated many times, that ilm is obtained by great effort. But the blessings of ilm can only be attained by serving the Dini teacher, by sitting at the feet of the ulama-i kiram. My dear brothers in Islam, we live in a world of technology, of internet, of social media, where thousands of books and resources are readily available at the end of our fingertips by a touch of a button. Unfortunately, we live in a time where we have many self-taught, self-proclaimed, so-called scholars, and it seems in this day and age the value of a spiritual guide or a spiritual teacher, it is of little value, because one can gain extreme fame through social media, Facebook, and by having followers. There was once a time, my dear brother Islam, when the students of Deen would sit at the feet of the ulama-i kiram for 5, 10, 15 years. And the ulama-i kiram would teach them the rules of Sharia. And after them, when they were ready, they would teach them the rules of tasawwuf. And when the teacher saw that his inner spirituality is growing, his inner spirituality is able to digest, then he would be given an amal or a wird to increase this spirituality. Unfortunately, we live in a time when people do not want to sit at the feet of the ulama-i kiram. They don't want to travel in search of knowledge. They don't want to study the Quran, read the Quran, understand the hadith, understand the books of fiqh. They don't want to
seek from patients. They don't want to seek assistance from Nawafil. But yet what we want to do, we want to bypass the stations of Nasut and Malakut and Jabarut, and we want to jump to the stations of Istighraq and just be happy. We want to bypass all these stations. We want the secrets of zikr and the mysteries of muraqabah to be disclosed upon us on the first day. We want to bypass the stations of mahabba and ishq and wasl and jazb and being given khilafat before we even become murid. Let us look at what our pious predecessors said about sitting at the feet of the ulama. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, when he was at the time of his passing, he called his son to advise him. And he said to his son, "O son, make it incumbent upon yourself to sit at the feet of the Sufiyai Kiram. Because these Sufiyai Kiram are fountains of knowledge. And in their hearts, they recite and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and these are extreme powerful people. People of extreme spiritual power." And Sheikh Sadi Ali Rahma affirms this. He says, if one wants to travel the path of spirituality, if one wants to tread upon the path of knowledge, then whatever you do, do not try and do this alone. Because I have tried this more than 100 times and failed every single time. And Huzur, Shaykh Maulana Jalaluddin al-Rumi alayhi rahmah, he says that butter cannot be obtained without milk. And the same way, ilm-e zahir and ilm-e batin can never be obtained without a guide, a spiritual guide or a kamil shaykh. And he says one who tries to travel this journey without a guide, he does this a journey of 3 days in more than 200 years. And in his Masnavi Sharif, he himself, he writes an incident about himself. And it is said, Huzur Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi alayhi rahma was sitting with his students, teaching his students. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi alayhi rahma was a great scholar. He was a great poet. He was a theologist. And he was teaching his students. He's teaching his students theology. And he has hundreds of books and manuscripts, all handwritten by his father and his forefather and his teachers. While he's teaching a Sufi, a Darwish, known as Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad al-Tabrizi alayhi rahma, he comes to see him. And whilst he is looking at the papers, he asks Huzur Maulana Rum, "What is this? What are you teaching?" And Huzur Maulana Rum, whilst writing, looks up and sees this Sufi in a garb of the Sufiya and says to Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad al-Tabrizi alayhi rahma that this is beyond your understanding. I'm teaching theology. You go and do your zikr and go and use your beads and do Allah, Allah with your tasbih. So whilst he started teaching his students again, Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad alayhi rahma picked up all the handwritten manuscripts and threw them into the pot. Huzur Maulana Rum stood up devastated. "What have you done? You have destroyed hundreds of years of knowledge. All handwritten manuscripts, which are irreplaceable." And his students also got up and grabbed hold of Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad alayhi rahma. They were very angry. "We have lost all this knowledge." And Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad alayhi rahma, he said to Huzur, "Maulana Rum, you let me go, I will give you back your knowledge." So he placed his hand into the well, into the pond, and pulled out all the manuscripts and is shaking off. And rather than water, the droplets of water coming off, dust is coming out of these people. So now Maulana Rum is astonished. And he says to Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma, "What is this?" And Huzur Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma says to him, "This is beyond your understanding. You go and you teach your students." Now Huzur Maulana Rum realizes and he falls at the feet of Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma and he says that my knowledge is nothing compared to your knowledge. Take me and make me your murid and teach me. So Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahman grabs hold of the arm of Huzur Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi and takes him. He takes him out through the town and his murids, his students are following. And while he goes through the town, one or two of the murids, the students are dispersing. So he keeps on going, goes through the jungle, goes into the desert until no more students are following and takes him into a cave. He takes him into a cave and keeps him there for 3 months. And he teaches him. He teaches him the tasawwuf. After 3 months, he brings him back. The students are very happy to see the sheikh. But they're not happy to see Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad. They're not happy because they said once he has taken our teacher away, so what they start to do, they start making life very difficult for Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma. To such an extent that Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma leaves Konya Sharif and travels to Damascus. Now the connection between Maulana Rum and his sheikh is broken. He cannot see his sheikh. Now he's losing his senses. Where is my sheikh? Where is my sheikh? He sends everybody to look for his sheikh. So he searches for over a year and he hears nothing about his sheikh, until one day, a traveller, he tells him that Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad has been seen in the markets of Salihiyah district in Damascus. So he sends his son, Khwaja Bahauddin, with horses and camels laden with all types of gifts, and he says to him, "Whatever it takes, I want you to bring my sheikh back." So Huzur Khwaja Bahauddin, the son of Huzur Maulana Rum, travels to Salih. He sees him there, he makes salam, and he persuades him to come back. "My father needs to see you," so he persuades him to come back. So he says to Khwaja Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahman, "That you mount the horse and we will travel back." So he says to him, "You sit on the horse with me." He says, "No. You are the king of kings. You are the Pir al-Murshid of my father. How can I sit on the horse? I will walk barefoot with you." So from Damascus, the distance in a straight line from Damascus to Konya is 395 miles. So he walks barefoot, holding the reins of the horse with the Pir al-Murshid of his father from Salihiyah to Konya Sharif. It takes him 3 days to make this journey. Now when he arrives back in Konya Sharif, Huzur Maulana Rum comes out to greet his sheikh. He is extremely happy. And while he sees his sheikh and is really happy, his nazar, his sight falls upon his son. And the smile vanishes. He's looking at the face of his son. And Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma says, "Oh Jalaluddin, why are you concerned?" And Huzur Maulana Rum replies, "My son's face has changed. My son's face is resembling your face." And Huzur Shamsuddin Muhammad Ali Rahma says to him, "Oh Jalaluddin, what I learned in 30 years, I taught you in 3 months. And due to the adab shown by your son to me, what I taught you in 3 months, I have taught him in 3 days." What you cannot attain in years upon years upon years of study, our mashayikh will transfer to you in half an hour, 45 minutes. You come here for 3 days. You have seen from here what can be attained in 3 days. Our ulama-i kiram, our mashayikh-i izam, what they give you in an hour is a concentrated dose of what would somebody learn in maybe 30 or 40 years, if not even more. So my dear brothers in Islam, ilm can be attained by great effort. But the blessing, the true blessing of this ilm can only be obtained by sitting in the company and by sitting at the feet of your teachers, of the ulama-i kiram, and serving the ulama-i kiram. May Allah Almighty grant us a tawfiq to sit at the feet of Hazrat Taji Shiri and Hazrat Muhammad Al-Kabir. May Allah Almighty grant us their special gaze, and may Allah Almighty grant us all the fayuz of barakat of Huzur Taj Shiriya and Huzur Muhaddis Al-Kabir. Yuh Raza aaj gali suni hai, ut mere dhum jane wale, ma'alina.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah.